Hello, welcome to myself, Max McGillivray from Beanstalk Global, in our ongoing and fantastic broadcast series that we're doing with Global Women Fresh. We've got the pleasure today to speak to Julia Gaffrey, Group Marketing Director and Sustainability Ambassador for Irritec. Say hello to everyone.
Hi everybody. Hi, Max. Thank you for this invitation.
No problem. And let's just give a bit of an understanding to everyone about Global Women Fresh, because it's such an important group and it's making such a difference, especially with the help of yourself in Italy and also globally. So their mission is to change the status quo and leverage the talent of women in produce to close the industry's gender divide by inspiring, connecting and empowering women around the world. And crikey, their mission matters more than ever. Today's women account for 80% of purchasing decisions, but only 20% of the voices guiding decisions in the boardroom. What's more is that by 2030, we'll need the equivalent of two planets to feed a growing world population of 10 billion people, half of them being female. So our industry, fresh produce, has been called upon more and more to feed the world more humanely, sustainably and efficiently. A more female leadership is a critical part of that answer. So Beanstalk Global has partnered up with Global Women Fresh to create a unique monthly broadcast interview series. And this is to further promote the great work that they do to gain them more members ongoing and additional corporate sponsorship, as well as to assist them to make a long-term difference in the global fresh produce sectors. So today, with Julia, Group Marketing Director and Sustainability Ambassador for the great Irritec business, we're going to learn some really interesting, well, fascinating things about her and also the world of drip irrigation. So where are you today? Where if I'm in sunny England today, I presume you're not in Barbados.
I'm in Sicily.
Fantastic. And I have to ask you, it's a bit sunny here today. What's it like in Sicily weather-wise?
No, today is windy, actually, but usually it's always sunny.
Excellent. So just for the purpose of the people on the podcast especially, I just want to give a bit more of a background to yourself, because I got this fantastic short biography of yourself. So you were born in Sicily, Italy, after graduating from University of Milan with a specialization in SME strategy and management. You joined the Irritec family, which was founded in 1974. Really, 1974. That is now among the world leaders in sustainable irrigation systems. And I really want to major on this bit in our conversation about the sustainability element of it. You started in organizational roles within the supply chain, marketing, sales areas, before becoming in 2015 Group Marketing Director and Sustainability Ambassador. In 2016, you joined the Confidential Young Entrepreneurs Group as well. Environmental production, optimization of water consumption, respect for crops and the natural ecosystem are your mission and your passion. A mission and a passion that you pursue every day, both within Irritec and as a board member of the European Irrigation Association and through collaborations with the World Bank's Water and Agriculture Department. In 2018, you were among the speakers at the 18th Info Poverty World Conference, held every year in New York City at the UN headquarters, to present innovative solutions designed to fight poverty and achieve the SDGs. Starting from this important experience with Irritec, you've also joined the UN Global Compact Network, which has selected you as a 2020 SDG pioneer for Italy, acknowledging your commitment and Irritec commitments to pursuing sustainable development goals, protecting the planet and people's quality of life. In 2020, on the occasion of the 17th edition of Donna Vita, you had the honor of receiving the award Donna Vita 2020 for the ability to combine work ethic and solid family traditions with technology innovation as a driving force for the entire territory and contributed to social welfare. Precisely on this occasion, you had the opportunity to confirm Irritec's commitment to ensuring equal treatment between men and women, allowing everyone to express themselves to the fullest. A commitment that has also led you to join the group Le Donne Tello Ora Frutti, an Italian association of women in the fruit and vegetable sector.
So it's Global Women Fresh. It's the equivalent Italian Global Women Fresh.
So what are your thoughts? Do you think there's enough women in international fresh produce? Because you look at your glittering career, are there enough women, or do you think we need more? What do you think?
Well, in agribusiness, I think in Italy, one third of the entrepreneurs are women, actually, you know?
Wow.
So agribusiness is important for the women development, I think, in work.
And Global Women Fresh, what is your involvement with them, please?
Actually, as the link between the Donne dell'Ortofrutta and Global Women Fresh, because there's like a partnership.
Ah, okay. Okay. And just I find Global Women Fresh fascinating, and some of the other groups that we've been involved with, because it's highlighted to me that there is a lack of diversity, and there is a lack of women potentially coming through the ranks of fresh produce. So I think that's why the group is so inspiring in the work that they're doing, and to have people like yourself highlighted. And we've had some other amazing examples of other people that we've interviewed, ladies that we've interviewed. And also we've been introduced to the likes of She Trades and some of the work that we've done with them, and some of the people that we've been introduced to them, both in Africa and India, has been fascinating. But I suppose I'm also trying to ask the question, could more be done? Do fresh produce companies, do we need to all look at recruiting more women? Because if we do, it is going to help us environmentally and sustainability on a sustainability basis. Do you think we need more women in fresh produce?
For sure, for sure. I think women have the sensibility and some capabilities around the sustainability topics that. Okay, I don't say men are not, but we are more more oriented to that. Okay,
yeah,
so I think yeah. Women can do very good things.
Yeah, I totally. I think you're perhaps more caring. That you have a better eye for seeing things that will do good for the planet for the long term. Perhaps men are just too short-sighted, and perhaps we're just chasing the dollar rather than actually looking for the long-term good. Do you think?
You know what? I think we don't look at the profit to create value, but we want to create value and then profit.
Yeah, well done.
I don't know if I let you understand what I mean.
There's lots of different sayings on the same thing, isn't there? I did a broadcast recently with United Fresh in the United States, and one of the chaps had a lovely background behind him, and it said people, planet, produce, profit. And that was a great way to describe it. So let's get into your role with Irritec. Everyone knows the business, but we've got a lot of students who listen into these. Can you just describe the business for us, please?
Yes, I can start to explain the drip irrigation, okay, which is our business. The drip irrigation is an irrigation method, the most efficient one, because allowed to distribute the water near to the roof, okay, so in small quantities and more frequently. This means that we use less water, less energy, less fertilizers, and less pesticides. And what is more, we can with drip irrigation, we can produce more. We have an higher yields, so more agricultural production, and healthier plants. So you can understand how
I
it's
can.
Important for the planet to spread and develop this kind of method.
I'm going to give you my worst example of irrigation that I'm actually embarrassed to state. Some 30 years ago, when I was at agricultural college, I managed to get a job in Australia on cotton. And we were some 500 kilometres inland west of Brisbane. And cotton needs a tremendous amount of water. And what we used to do was that we would order the water from the dam. The dam was near Brisbane. And so we would put our order in, and they would open the sluice gates And the water would be sent down the river system to us. We then had massive Caterpillar engines that would suck that water out. And we had four massive reservoirs. One was 250 hectares, one was 400 hectares. So these are massive man-made reservoirs. There was then a complex system of ditches, irrigation ditches, where we would flow the water and we would then flood the cotton.
Flood system, yeah.
Yeah, and it would be flooded five times in a season. Why do I say that's bad? Because we were losing upwards of 60% of that water from the moment it left the dam all the way through from evaporation in the river system, evaporation in the dams. And it was not doing any good to the to the land that we were growing on. And to me, the frustrating thing was that there was a smaller farm very close to us that was using drip irrigation. And this is 30 years ago. And they were pioneers of what they were doing. And so they weren't going across their land with heavy equipment. They weren't flooding the land. And their yields were sometimes two and a half times what ours was. And when we spoke to our bosses about, well, why have we got this huge infrastructure system that's costing so much money, their view was it's just the way we've always done it.
Just have it.
So and also, if you look at where we are now, as I mentioned in my initial notes, we've got this huge growing population. You take the likes of Africa, 10 fastest growing cities in the world. We have to feed them efficiently. And what do you always say, that if you want to grow, you need sun, people, and water. And water is quite often one of the shortest commodities. So I love what you have in your website: feed the world more humanely, sustainably, and efficiently, encouraging female leadership now it is possible. And it's what you already do within your business. So yeah. What is your reach of your business? Do you just work in Italy, or do you work globally?
No, we started in Italy, but now we sell in 120 countries.
Wow.
And we have different branches, manufacturing and commercial branches in different countries. We are in USA, we are in Brazil, in Chile, in Mexico, in Peru. We also are in Europe, in Germany, in Spain, okay, and yep. In Italy, of course. And in Africa, we are in Algeria and Senegal now.
Okay, and the cropping, what tends to be the cropping that your system is used in?
Oh, well, we define ourselves like global, because we need to change our method for each country. Okay. Because, you know, each country has got different kind of crops, yeah. Different kinds of habits, because the farmers has got different habits. So we need to change and modify it. Our systems for each place. So the same products, but different way to use it.
Okay. So if I was in Peru and growing avocados, you would come to me and you'd be able to advise me. If I was in California growing macadamia nuts, you'd be able to come to me and advise me. And if I was in Africa growing pineapples, you would be able to come and advise me? Is that
yes.
How it works? Okay.
Sure. Yeah, sure. I mean, our technician, not me, because I studied economics. My colleagues are more expert than I and can give you all advice.
Okay. And it's... So what you've created, the sustainability element of it, because water is going to be so scarce, you have this, I call it the magic dust. You have this magic dust that can create this long-term solution. So in some ways, that the market is coming towards you, because we all want to be good. We all want to use less water. We want to grow more. So you and your business, you must be in a very good spot at the moment.
That's true, because we offer sustainability. The value of our company is this: we want to create a good model for sustainable agriculture. We have been with this focus, but also We take care of how do we produce our products. Because we are a manufacturing a company, so we take care of the energy we use, and also no waste of our raw materials. Okay, we use all our all raw materials, and also one of our goals is to use more and more recycling materials.
Wow.
Keeping a very high performance. This means that we needed to make a lot of research and development to improve every day for this. But it's very important.
Wow. So the products. So if I was that grower in Peru, if I was buying your products and a large percentage of the product was used by recycled material, in our circular economy, that's amazing. That's
important.
Fantastic.
Okay. Yes, we also have a program called the Greenfields, which is active by now in Italy and in Mexico, which help the farmers to link with the collectors of the drip lines after they use in the field. So after the use of the material, they can give to the collectors, and we can keep these used materials to create a new products.
Wow. Well done, because I was a bit hesitant to ask that, because in the UK I've seen a number of examples of drip irrigation where the system has come to the end of its life, and it has been pulled up and then burnt. I'm sure it doesn't happen now, but in my past I've seen examples of that. So with your products, if you can use a large percentage of recycled material, and then when it becomes to the end of its life, it is then recycled itself. Again, fantastic. We have this circular economy.
Yeah, by now we use about 22% of recycling material, but our goal is to improve and to improve even more. Between 2019 and 2018, we had an improve of 6%.
Wow. Okay, so that's only going to go up. So that's fantastic. And your product itself, are you finding that that farmers are looking to adopt drip irrigation, or is there still resistance from some farmers?
Okay, it depends, of course, of the countries. In countries like Spain or Italy, mature countries for irrigation, they are very confident with drip irrigation, okay? In other places like Senegal, for example, we know that we need to make a lot of training, and we need to spread the information. We need to invest a lot in the culture of irrigation. Mm-hmm. We need to make people understanding the importance of this. But it's important for sustainability and for the planet, but also it's very good to improve the performances, okay? So drip irrigation can be a solution for a lot of countries, because can give also a lot of, to the families a chance to make the agriculture the source of income for self-sufficiency, and it became their job.
Yep. I'm just going to come on to this this family element, because that's so important, just so I can get an understanding. I'm learning so much from this. With your technology, as well as the likes of avocados, could drip irrigation be used on the likes of, say, spring onions and radishes, or is that too short a growth cycle for drip irrigation?
No, you can use drip irrigation for any kind of crop.
Thank you.
Okay. But you have different kind of drip irrigation. Okay, we have different kind of drip lines. You know, the drip lines is the pipe with inside some meters called drippers. Okay, but you have the thin wall and thick wall drip lines. You have the pipe with the online drippers or inside drippers. Yeah. I can talk for hours to tell you all the different kind of, so depends of the soil, the water, the kind of water, the weather. You need to make a different projects
yep.
for irrigation
well
system
said.
For each kind of condition.
Well said. I've been very lucky to have traveled to Senegal and seen an amazing business, West Africa Farms, and they grow spring onions and radishes there, and they use pivot irrigation. And it's sort of a bit of a similar example as to my cotton example, that it's not flood irrigation, but it's relatively inefficient in some ways, because you're just casting your net across the whole field when it doesn't need it. It's not being directed. And that's why I was curious as to whether you could use it on crops such as that. And what the likes of the Senegalese have done, which is fascinating, and we've seen it in other areas, I'm sure you have, is that other locals have seen what these farmers are doing. They thought they were crazy, but then they realized, actually, I could do this. And so they've started growing as outgrowers and look to adopt their technology. So with this message of sustainability, you can actually help smallholders internationally to grow even more efficiently.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. That's why I told you before, for families, the drip irrigation can be a solution in emerging countries, mostly.
Yeah. So could you see there's going to be more of a revolution that in some of the other broadcasts that we've done, like I mentioned with She Trades, that they're desperately trying to encourage women to get involved on the growing aspects of it, and they're looking to give them as much support as possible. And what we learned with those broadcasts was that concentrate on the growing and find a trusted partner to then sell your produce. Try not to use a middleman, because they would just take profit from you. That there are hopefully trusted partners that you can source from the likes of She Trades, but you must concentrate on the growing aspects of it. So you're happy to work with larger companies as well as smaller families on a global basis to help them grow as well?
But about the women, I can tell you that in emerging countries like in Africa, 60% of workforce is composed of women. Okay?
Yep.
So this is an important part, because with drip irrigation they can to be tied to the back-breaking jobs and to have more time to spend with their families. So that's why I think the drip irrigation can help the women.
Excellent. And is that word spreading through international farming, that drip irrigation can make that difference, or is it still a new idea?
No, okay. In emerging countries, in the most of places, it's a revolution, as you told before. It's something we need to let them understand. It's something new.
Fantastic. So tell us about your...
I can tell you by now, in all the world, drip irrigation is used for like 5%.
Really?
No more. Okay. But yes.
So
5% is the medium. So this means that in countries like Italy and Spain, where it's very very used, is this percentage is higher. But in emerging countries, this percentage is very, very small.
Okay, so the likes of the Bill Gates Foundation, what's the stat that they? I can't remember the numbers, but it was nearly billions of dollars that they've very kindly donated to give certain parts of Africa, developing countries, mosquito nets. But then those mosquito nets have just been used as fishing nets instead of the So we're sort of defeats the object, but it means that they're be fed. It would be fantastic if the likes of the Gates Foundation could have a relationship with yourself, that if you could if your technology could be put into some of these developing countries.
Actually, there is a big link now with the internet and agribusiness, because the future is IoT systems. With IoT system for automation and monitoring, okay, the stress of the plants and the status of the plants, you can even increase more the precision of irrigation and fertigation. So you can save another 30% of water. Wow. Using this this system. So internet is the future also for agribusiness.
Yeah, because I had a quick look at some of your videos. What's fascinating with the likes of Africa is that some of the countries I've been to, what's an example, Ghana, and seen the first fair trade banana plantation and met some of the workers there, and the workers are very, very happy. They're living in sort of semi shanty towns, but they're happy and they're well fed and they've got good healthcare. They get paid on their phones, which I was amazed at. The technology is there, and the general manager was saying how some of his workers have now got their own plots of land, and they've learned how to farm from him, but also via YouTube. So you've got these people learning on YouTube how to farm. So again, with your technology to assist them, that would be fantastic. You know, tell us about your academy, because presumably the academy that you've created is also assisting as well.
Yes, we all was being close to our farmers, okay, through the commitment of our people, but also through training program, with meetings with our customers. But we want to do more. So we create a real academy. EDITECH Academy is our training program, okay? And we make webinars, conferences, meetings, and also in all across the world. In a special project of EDITECH Academy is AgriLab, which is a traveling laboratory. Wow. We make like a demo farm, okay, like a pilot demo farm to show to the farmers. Like in Senegal, we are starting the AgriLab Senegal, so the farmers can look at how the technologies can be used with the local crops. And also we make some conferences and training program to teach them how to use it. And one of the goals of AgriLab is to create professionals of irrigation, designers and maintenance professionals.
Okay. So we have an expression in Britain, train the trainer. So you're training these people to understand how the technology works so that they can then go out and they can train other people. So it helps us globally.
That's the only way, because we cannot teach to all the farmers of Senegal, but we can create a professional who can help the farmers.
Yes, absolutely. So I get it. Okay. And presumably over COVID, you've managed to, this word that we always use in England, pivots, that you've managed to swap over from face-to-face meetings to webinars and to online.
Yes, by now we probably will use also the online webinars, but through EDITECH Senegal, we hope by COVID permission to make some real conferences on live, because I think it's the best when you can look at the face of people. Yeah. Okay, we hope soon we can start together to make all this event.
Yes,
like
we want to see you at Fruit Logistica. I suspect in the future these big events, there'll be a mix of face-to-face and virtual, that you have a big TV screen and you have people dialing in from Africa with questions, but you also have people face-to-face with yourself on stage talking to us about the benefits of using drip irrigation. So you've recently been awarded the 2020 SGD Italy Pioneer by Global Compact Network, and I think it's amazing because it is such a recognition of your personal commitment to you and to your business pursuing the 2030 agenda, and especially this sort of hidden this hidden factor of efficient management of water resources. What inspired you and Iritech to go down this route? Because you could have just been a dirty, grubby engineering company, but you're actually creating something that's amazing on a global basis. What is it about you and Iritech that you're making this difference? What is it about you and the business that's so different? Okay.
First of all, I want to say I'm really proud to be awarded of this such important prize because, as a person, as an entrepreneur in agribusiness sector, because this means the UN recognizes the importance of agribusiness and irrigation as part of it, as part of the development of the agribusiness. So that's what I'm very proud of. I say Iritech has always been involved in sustainability, okay? We offer sustainability because we offer drip irrigation, so a solution to save natural resources, okay? To save water, to save energy and fertilizer and so on. But what we did is to show this action to the world. So my personal work was to make marketing of these solutions and of this important job of all Iritech teams. So we started to make more promotion of this because we want to promote the importance of the correct water management.
Yeah, you're fascinating because with your skill set, you could have been a marketeer for a drinks company, for Diageo, for a biscuit company. But I feel that you would be frustrated because you weren't doing the good that you're doing. But also, I feel that you're just scratching the surface of the potential of what yourself and Iritech can do on a global basis. Because this whole sustainability drive, and we're using a big new word in UK agriculture, regenerative agriculture, that we've got to stop raping the land. We've got to start looking after it. And that appalling example I gave you of flood irrigation in Australia with drip irrigation, it is looking after the land. It is tendering the land. So where would you like agriculture? Where would you like fresh produce to be, say, 10 years from now, with your assistance, with the assistance of Iritech? Where would you like agriculture to be, please?
Well, I think our final goal is when everybody must go shopping to the supermarket, looking at tomato, a zucchini, wonders how much water is being used to produce it. Okay, because now we are talking to the farmers, we are just at the first level, but this is just the beginning. The problem is the people, everybody doesn't even ask to themselves how much water we consider water like normal, something that is infinitive, but it's not. So we are just at the beginning of the job.
There's some predictions that the God forbid it ever happens, but the Third World War will be over water, will be over the shortage of water. So the fact that you're assisting by the innovative elements that you're bringing in with Iritech is hopefully going to save us. So on that basis, do you think drip irrigation will save the world?
Whoa. We can say it's part of the solution, okay? For sure, we know that FAO told us that by 2050 we need to increase our agricultural production by more 60-70%.
Yeah.
We also know that agriculture, okay, as medium in the world, is responsible of 70% of water consumption of fresh water.
Yeah.
Okay, of fresh water consumption. So, okay, more food, less water, big job. So,
yeah.
Deep irrigation is part of the solution. It can help us for this goal.
Fantastic. I've just had a message saying, could you share your contact details? How can people find out about Irritec? What is the website, please? And we'll put it on the links as well. But for people listening,
that's
on the
easy. Irritec.com.
Fantastic.
IRRITEC.com.
Excellent. And as I said earlier, we have a number of students who listen in to these broadcasts and podcasts. What we're also finding is that the sector of agribusiness and fresh produce is getting more attractive to a younger generation that previously weren't in it. Within the likes of the UK, the average farmer is something like 55, 56. And we haven't seen the younger generation coming through. But what we're picking up with this younger generation is that, especially with the likes of COVID, they don't want to be associated with a business that's all about money and shareholder value. They want to be with a business that is doing good. And so you look at the Irritec business, which is a fantastic example of a business based in Italy that is doing good globally. What would your advice be to, especially young women, if it's okay to ask, why they should get involved within agriculture, within fresh produce? Because like I said earlier, you could have got involved in the drinks industry or the food business, but you came into this very specialized engineering sector of fresh produce. Why should young women get involved with agriculture, please?
Okay, girls. Agribusiness give us the chance to work, to be in touch with the nature. And we know that at the end, food is the most simple business, but it's something that we need. So to helping to do a good job with food and to create healthier food with a sustainable way is a very respectful and a nice way to things to do. And women can be very special and can contribute with their sensitivity to the sustainable goals to help this sector.
There you go, everyone. And just to reiterate what is on your website, because I love this, feed the world more humanely, sustainably and efficiently, encouraging female leadership. Now it's possible, and this is what we already do at Irritec. I think it's been a fascinating conversation. I need to thank again Global Women Fresh for asking us to interview you. It is always a pleasure. Global Women Fresh, where would you? It's a relatively new group, but it's already making a lot of difference. Where would you like to see Global Women Fresh be? Where would you like to see the group be in a few years' time, please?
Well, I think Global Women Fresh should be open to all the girls who want to start with agribusiness, even if they are not in the business, okay, but they want to help something, to learn something to the agribusiness, they can start with Global Women Fresh. It's the network.
Yes.
The network with such very clever women can be very good training.
Yeah, and this network as well, they've got points of contact in America, they've got points of contact in Italy, they've got points of contact in Australia, they've got points of contact in the UK. So if you're not already a member of Global Women Fresh, just dial up Google Global Women Fresh, join them, look at their social media. They are making a difference. And if you're if you're either in the sector and want to find out more and want to network with amazing ladies like we have here, or you're looking to come into the sector, join them so that you can make the difference. I'm going to be fascinated to watch your business. And if it's okay, I'd love for you to, you and I, to have another conversation, and perhaps one day we can get into a field together. I can film you with some of your products, and we can sample some amazing fresh produce that's been grown through your technology with Irritec. Would that be okay?
Okay. Nice idea.
Fantastic. You've been a star. You're one of the people that we'll watch out for. You look after yourself, and hopefully we'll see you in person very, very soon.
Bye everybody.
Bye bye. Keep safe.
Bye bye. Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.